KQED.
The next time you go into a Bay Area restaurant, take a look around. Often the people waiting tables and making tips are white, while most people working in the kitchen for relatively less money are black or brown. An initiative is trying to call attention to this so-called race wage gap in restaurants. KQED's Sam Harnett tells us about it.
Good morning, Alta Restaurant. Corey speaking. How may I help you?
Corey Woods isn't used to talking to diners, even though he's worked in restaurants for years. He started flipping burgers 30 years ago. Now he's been waiting tables at Alta Restaurant since May.
Well, when I first started working here, you know, once again, it was very uncomfortable because especially in this demographic here, I'm urban African American. I'm dealing with a lot of Caucasian people with money, people who I've never been exposed to. So initially, it was hard communicating with them.
A year and a half ago, Woods began working for Alta in what's known in the industry as the back of the house.
Back of house do all the grunt work.
He washed dishes. Then Woods went through a training program at the restaurant, which helps employees transition from the back of the house to the front of the house, where they earn more money.
I come here and I get an $11 pay increase from $14 an hour to $25 an hour. So, yes, front of house does have its benefits.
Alta and Homeroom, another local restaurant, are working to address their race wage gap with an organization called Restaurant Opportunities Centers United. At a panel on the issue held at Alta, the org's president, Saru Jayaraman, says the restaurant race wage gap is a problem nationally. But in the Bay Area, she says it's the absolute worst.
There is a $5.50 wage gap between white workers and workers of color in the Bay Area.
Jayaraman says the restaurant industry could help. It has lots of potential to generate many career jobs for minorities.
It is now the nation's second largest and absolute fastest growing sector, private employer sector. 12 million workers in this industry. 1 in 11 Americans works in this industry. 1 in 10 Californians.
Problem is, Jayaraman says most well-paying fine dining positions are held by white men. That's a result of all kinds of biases, she says. Restaurant owners are conditioned to think white men are better waiters. Customers are biased against minority waitstaff. And minorities don't even apply for the jobs because they don't see anyone like them working out front or even eating in these fancy places.
Let me see what else I gotta do. Okay, I gotta get this out the way.
Corey Woods, for one, couldn't imagine transitioning from washing dishes to working with customers. Woods is originally from Missouri. He says now every time his mom flies out to visit him and sees where he's at, she cries.
You know, I'm proud to say to this day that I'm considered a success story. You know, I have two vehicles. I'm getting ready to purchase a home. You know, I never thought I would be the owner of a life insurance policy.
Wood says getting a chance like this is rare, and he's right. Restaurants have notoriously small margins, and it takes money to set up training programs and develop workers. Until more do that, in our highly segregated restaurant industry, stories like Wood's will be an outlier. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett, KQED News.